And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, born Minneapolis, 1890, a crusader for the preservation of the Florida Everglades, about which she wrote, "There are no other Everglades in the world. Nothing anywhere else is like them, their vast, glittering openness, the racing, free saltness and sweetness of their massive winds under the blue heights of space," she wrote in her book, Everglades, River of Grass. It's the birthday of Donald Barthelme, Philadelphia, 1931. He was raised in Houston, Texas, drafted into the Army during the Korean War, arrived in Korea the same day the truce was signed. He went off to write for The New Yorker magazine, short stories, also published four novels, including Snow White. His stories, usually very short, without a traditional narrative arc, Donald Barthelme said, "The aim of literature is the creation of a strange object covered with fur which breaks your heart." It's the birthday of Billie Holiday, born Eleanor Fagan in Philadelphia in 1915. By the time she was 18, she was a professional singer in clubs. Recorded with Benny Goodman, her career took off. She went to work with Artie Shaw, Lester Young. Her signature songs included "Willow Weep for Me" and "Strange Fruit," a song about a lynching in the South. It's the birthday of the poet William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770, went on long walking tours through the Lake District and the Alps. He lived in Grasmere in the Lake District in his home, Dove Cottage. He was a close friend of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. They co-wrote Lyrical Ballads, which came out in 1798, a book considered the beginning of the English Romantic movement. Their friendship broke up. They became estranged. In 1812, two of Wordsworth's young children died within months of each other. He was poor, not earning much money from his poetry, and he had to take a job as distributor of stamps for Westmoreland. He worked for years on an epic three-part poem called The Recluse, worked on it for decades, brought out part of it. It got bad reviews. At the age of 73, he was offered the position of poet laureate. 3 months after his death, his widow brought out part of his long poem, The Recluse, which she entitled The Prelude, which is now considered Wordsworth's masterpiece. Here's a poem by William Wordsworth, his homage to engineering, a poem entitled Steamboats, Viaducts, and Railways. "Motions and means on land and sea at war with old poetic feeling, not for this shall ye by poets even be judged amiss, nor shall your presence, howsoe'er it mar the loveliness of nature, prove a bar to the mind's gaining that prophetic sense of future change, that point of vision whence may be discovered what in soul ye are. In spite of all that beauty may disown in your harsh features, nature doth embrace her lawful offspring in man's art. And time, pleased with your triumphs o'er his brother space, accepts from your bold hands the proffered crown of hope and smiles on you with cheer sublime." William Wordsworth's Steamboats, Viaducts, and Railways. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.